Welcome to the Tea Podcast, the podcast that always takes it there. Your host for the Tea Podcast is T from the infamous TeaBlog.com. Today, T is joined on the Tea Podcast by Below the co-host, the world's greatest co-host. Listen in as T and Below entertain you through witty dialogue and comments covering everything and anything two grown men can possibly discuss in anywhere from over or under an hour. Now here is your host and co-host, T and Below.
All right, Below, we're live.
Hello. Nice to see you again.
Welcome, Below. And welcome everyone listening to the Tea Podcast for Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. Welcome to the Tea Podcast number 135. That's a good number, Below. Below, what is going on?
Why is it number 135? And I appreciate our new little thing here, because now I know when to speak and I don't have to listen to you berate me. And are you going to keep it together this week?
Oh, fuck.
I did listen to last week's, finally, and you were a little all over the place.
So you went back, you listened to last week, so let's catch the audience up. What exactly happened last week that I was so irate about? What were you doing, B-Love? If you listened to it, did you think you were a professional? Did you think you gave your A-plus 110% performance? How do you feel?
Well, I think it was a little difficult with the audio quality. I think that I was laughing and it was entertaining. And some of the conversations I didn't even remember having.
There we go. Just like last week. Look at that. Already off.
I shut it off.
You shut it off.
Well, yes.
We just had a conversation before we went live on the air about this whole thing. If I see you fucking texting, watch what happens on the podcast. And this will become Below gets berated part two.
No, people don't want to hear that. I do, you know, are you happy with my, I'm a little late, but are you happy with my Instagram bio and my Instagram post? Now I can post pictures as we speak, so they'll be there when people go there. Now, well, I just have to work on with hashtags.
I'm happy you got it going, and I can't give you too much of a hard time because I do a really bad job of promoting the social stuff. I got to get better at it. Oh. I just don't have the time. But you got to blow it up. Like, you got to tag, you got to hashtag, you got to do all that other shit too. You got to find ways to get it out there. But
so my first,
you also have to share the podcast. You can't just share pictures.
Would you, you know, listen, I want to post pictures that are relevant to what we're speaking about. So last week we spoke about my foot cream. So if you go to Be the co-host, one word, BiloTheCoHost
on
Instagram, you will see the two creams that we spoke about last week.
So you think people are going to come to Instagram to see your foot cream?
No, I just wanted to know where to go because I'll take pictures of the things that we're talking about. And when I say, oh, look at this, I bought this, this is the best thing ever, I can take a picture of it and post it on Instagram. Say,
what are you going to do when you don't have any props, any products to show? What kind of pictures are you going to
put I always have products. But the product I just got today, I can't show you. I sent you a picture of it, but I can't bring it over. So I have to take it apart and bring it over next time.
You could take a picture of that. What do you mean? Why can't you post that? The one you just showed me in the snap?
Yeah.
Why can't you take a picture of that and put it up?
Oh, okay.
Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to talk about your hobbies?
Well, no, everybody, I talked about my hobby before. I like photography, taking landscape photography.
All right, so you're talking about the green screen that you got, right?
It's not a green screen. It was actually a new background for a photo shoot that I'm doing.
So
I have several backgrounds, and I bought a new backdrop holder. It's a T1 instead of the box one that I had. I actually love taking pictures. If anybody wants me to take pictures, I'll do it. You saw the pictures that I've been taking. I take peoples. I've been doing macro stuff.
Is this profitable for you yet? Or are you just doing this for fun?
It's profitable for my mental and physical and emotional well-being. Because I'm happy when I do it. I take the pictures, I edit them, I look at things with perspective and being creative, and it gives me a means to go out. I'm even going to go on a photo excursion. I'm gonna do a local one first, but then I'm gonna go on one of those like international ones and get dropped into the middle of the jungle somewhere with a bunch of people who want to take pictures.
So you went out.
Some people are really interested in taking pictures, by the way. It is really fun to go out and take
pictures. Hold on. You're skipping a whole thing. So first of all, you and I talked about this for years, and you never, one of the things that I like a lot of things about you that I really dislike about you. You ignore all the things that I do as far as like hobbies and things that I get into, And hold on.
Wait a second. Let me start
hold on. No.
Let me take out the book. Hold on.
Then years later, you finally bring it up like you invented the fucking wheel. So, here's two examples.
No. Listen, that's the false that you have in your finding yourself.
We're getting into this.
You bring up the stuff
11 years
that
ago.
Other people do, like you're the first one. Remember, 11 years ago.
Nobody wants to hear us talking over each other. 11 years ago, I moved into the city. I told you I'm training Muay Thai, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, dirty boxing. Part of my routine. I'm sparring with dudes twice my size. I'm doing all that shit.
That's not hard to do.
Okay. Now, but you go hitting a heavy bag with a guy, it's hard to do. So now finally you're thinking that you're getting into this shit and you act like I have no background or credentials in that area. I'm going to go do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu now. It's great. You should try it.
Can you just rewind this? You asked me about what I was doing, right? And I was telling you what I was doing and why I was doing it. And see, you took this back to you because, look, this is going to be the little T therapy session here, okay?
No, we're not getting to therapy. So that's one thing. The other thing, photography.
No, we have to because I'm doing something that's enjoyable and you're saying how I took away from you and I didn't acknowledge.
We're going to get back to that. Photography, I take that in high school. I get a scholarship before an international arts program before college. In college, as part of my major, I take photography. I get the old black and white camera. I get digital. I go old school. I learn how to develop my own shit. I do all that. It transitions over to the iPhone, 12th years taking pictures. I have the T-Blog Instagram. All these beautiful pictures. Now you all of a sudden decide to start getting into photography. And now it's the greatest thing ever. Look, B-Lo's doing photography.
I never shit on it. I'm just telling you, I like it. I enjoy it. It's really fun. I enjoy getting out there and doing this. I did not try to take anything away from you. You need to deal with that issue where somebody says something.
Nobody said it's taken away from me. You're not taking away from me because I did this shit in the past. What I'm trying to say is—
So you did it first. So you invented photography.
Two friends who talk every day, who also have a podcast. If there was something that you want to talk about when you say we need topics, wouldn't it be great to start talking about fucking Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Muay Thai, MMA? Maybe we could talk about photography. What do you like to shoot? Where do you go shoot?
See, this is how the podcast can evolve. Now we know that we can talk about these things. And when I do photo excursions, we can talk about the photo excursions and people can relate to it.
What's a photo excursion, Bilo? What's an excursion of photography?
A photo excursion, if you look it up, is when a bunch of people get together and they go and take photos. Usually you have a tour guide, right? Someone who's familiar with, you know, the area for as far as photography. And they'll put together little trips, whether they're day trips. They have several of them in Boston. I was looking to do a couple of day ones here. But then also, if you go to some of these international ones, you're going to like Costa Rica, the Galapagos, you go into all these different places throughout Europe. And what they do is there's a couple guides. They line up the whole trip for you where they say, okay, we're going to fly into this airport. You know, they line up the lodging, they line up the meals, they line up the trips during the day to go to the different areas to take the pictures and stuff like that. So they're usually like, the international ones are usually about 10 days because you can't go, you know, no one's going to fly to Europe, for example, and just go there for 2 days. You know, usually the longer trips, but somebody lines it up to you and they know where to go to take good pictures. In some cases they'll get the permits if you need to get permits, or they'll tell you, you know, fill out all these applications. So they kind of plan the whole trip for you. You know, some people do it for like cycling, some people do it for other things. And I found a lot of people do it for photography and I'm very interested by it. And before I do it, I am going to take a few local ones because I have been looking up local ones. I'm going to sign up for them, and do make sure it's what I think it is.
So you do that's more of like on a larger scale photo excursion. And before you even do the local one, you know they do that on Instagram, right? They have those meetups where all these people that I follow, the Boston photographers, that do it whether on their iPhone or an actual camera, they have these meetups and they go shoot stuff. And they use hashtags and
that. Well, that's what I mean by the local ones. The local ones sometimes are the meetup type things. Yes. And I want to start going to some of those. I'm going to wait till it gets a little warmer in this country because I am in the Northern Hemisphere. And it's friggin' 5 below 0 right now. And I do not mind going out and taking pictures in the cold. I have. But if I'm going to go walk around and take pictures, I don't want my fingers to freeze.
See?
So I take pictures indoors or I'll wait until it's a warm afternoon and I'll walk around. But yes, I would like to do those. Maybe you and I should do some of that stuff together.
See, I said this to you before, I would do that.
11 years. Let's do it. Because They have some, I was looking up some Boston ones where you can go on like rooftop type stuff. They do sunsets on certain rooftops. You can go up to the rooftops and get overlooking the city. And these people, I'm not saying that you don't know this, but if you go with someone who's familiar, you can get good ideas from them. You can learn different tricks and also get ideas of where to take pictures from the people that are there. So they know where to go. And the line. Did I tell you about the app that I bought?
Hold on. You have looked at my T-Block Instagram account, right? Where I have sunsets, where I have landscapes, where I have my travel ventures around the world. So you know I've been doing that for a while. So what I'm getting at to you is, this is something that's always been a passion or hobby of mine. You just never really acknowledged it. Now that you're getting into it, we easily could have put these two passions together.
Are your feelings hurt?
No, I'm just getting at the more sociopath side of you, of how you are oblivious to people around you. And when you find one thing, whether it's photography or an air fryer or Brazilian jiu-jitsu, you go all out. You have vices. I'm tying this back to earlier podcasts. See, a normal person will go get the iPhone 11, have that camera, and go take some pictures and see if they like it. They don't go and buy all these cameras. They don't buy these lenses, these filters. They don't go buy fucking background drops. They don't go fucking all excursions and shit like that. They transition into it. You have to do all that.
I started this back in December of 2018. I did buy lights if I wanted to do indoor stuff. I bought a selfie light the other day, the big circle one. It's actually pretty good.
So who are you convincing to come over to your house and saying, oh, do you want to pose for me? Can I shoot for you? How is this working out when you got this in-house studio?
I do outhouse pictures too. I do. I have done pictures of families. I've done pictures of people, and they've come out really nice. It's all more word of mouth. I'm not looking to do like a big photography business. I'm looking to do, I get out, I want to take pictures. It's something for me. It's a hobby. It's not like I'm trying to entice people to come into a little photography studio. I take pictures of, my watches and my plants. And I'm going to get out and take pictures of bugs.
Bugs?
Yeah, I like the macro photography, man. You have one of the lenses, you can take the bugs and they can get up really close and clear. I like that stuff. That's why you saw the pictures that I sent you of my watch and cigar and stuff like that. And maybe I should post one of those pictures on my Beetle the Co-host.
You should. You should. I tie in my multiple accounts. You and I would talk about this earlier today.
I only have one account, and that one account is with you. Beetle the Co-host.
I have multiple accounts. I have the T-Blog account for all my city adventures, and when I went away, my Vegas pictures are up there. I have the Tiger Cat Tigger one for Tigger, my cat. Well, we got some stuff we want to talk about when it comes to the pets in a second. And I also have the T-Podcast account, which I share memes and stuff for the show. So I find a balance for all my hobbies and my passions and the things and people that I love too, Beetle. This is where we can relate as opposed to going down a road of like, you know what I'm doing right now in the gym? You should try this. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Muay Thai. I'm thinking about getting to MMA. I'm thinking about getting to the fucking octagon. Like, it's never happened in the past. So, Beetle, unlike other things that haven't happened in the past, let's talk about some dating app adventures. Let's tie this back in again. Let's get back into our little circle of life, because it started with me getting back into dating, you encouraging me, swiping, all that stuff. You did a couple experiments. Again, getting back to you. You like to experiment in these things, whatever the vice of the week is. Talking now.
Yeah, you're right. The vice of the week. No, I don't. Wait, we have something else. I was actually looking at your pictures while we're talking.
And what do you think, Beetle?
Well, we could talk about this another time.
Well, I mean, why would we change the topic when we're in the middle of photography right now?
No, I'm looking at your pictures. No, I'm going through them. I'll give you my. Some of them are pretty interesting. Yeah, I like them. We should go out. And I told you, how many times have I said I want to come down the city, walk around, take pictures, and you just didn't even acknowledge?
No, I say, when do you want to go? And when do you come down? How many times are you supposed to come down and fucking, it's like, out of nowhere, you don't come down? Or it's like 2 minutes out of nowhere, you're like, oh, I'm going to come down right now and forget about all my other fucking plans. And you still don't come down. Don't put it on me. This is you. This is you and your fucking sociopath tendencies.
I see. You're just trying to paint a bad picture of me. I'm going to take my hand off. Okay, so now. So the whole dating app thing, I told you with the fascination. I do have a couple of things. Some of it we may have spoken on before, or when we were talking about with you doing this swiping. One thing, and I've talked about people with this, and I've talked, before I get into this, I don't shit on anybody. I don't shit on anything. This is just my perspective of it. And I've had conversations. And what enlightened me is I had a conversation with someone recently about this that wasn't a male. I talked to males about this, but there was also a female getting to this. Most women, and I even had a conversation with one that said they were going to do this, and I tried to get their logic on it. Most women that are single or pretend to be single on these apps are fascinated with dogs, right? They take their pictures with their dogs. Their dogs are like, sometimes their dog is the only picture, not the only picture, but it's a picture of what they have and stuff like that. Now, I understand that people like dogs because they're loyal. They like dogs because they're cute. They like dogs because they have dedication or gives them something to do or focus their time on. But some guys will like dogs outright, right? But even if they do like dogs outright, okay, a dog is a liability if you're a single person. And how is it a liability? Dogs, if you're a family and you have kids in a backyard, a dog is great because you're a family unit together. If you're a single person, even if there's two single people and they both love dogs, you cannot do anything unless you take the dog with you or you find someone to board it. And what I mean by this is you cannot go away for the weekend as like two people who are, you know, single people or people who are dating or something like that unless you do something with your dog, right? You cannot, or you have to take it. It's worse. I almost say like sometimes I think dogs can be worse than kids because kids grow up and then they go on the independent. Dogs, you have to take care of until they're no longer there. And again, I'm not trying to say I don't like dogs because I actually was talking with someone. They asked me, they said, hey, do you like dogs? I said, I like cool dogs. And they said to me, you like cool dogs? I said, yeah. I said, do you like people? And they said, I like cool people. I said, exactly. I like people too, but I don't like everybody. I like some dogs and I like everybody. And this is one person. This is a dog I actually like. This person had a dog. I even like would walk it and play with it and throw things to it. Do you believe that one? I didn't pick up any shit, but, and I even took it in my car. Well, I'll leave that one. But so, do you understand my point? I'm going back to this. I kind of went off on a little bit, but if you see someone who's fascinated with a dog, they cannot go out or they have to get back to walk the dog. They have to get back to feed the dog. They have to get back. A cat, you can leave for a week.
Let me tell you, you're not supposed to leave a cat for a week. I'll speak on that because I just came back from.
But you understand what I'm saying is I was being sarcastic. You leave a cat for a day or two and they're going to take care of themselves if they have food in the litter box.
Here's my take on the people with pets on those dating apps. At some point you hit not a wall, but a point when you're at an age in your life where I don't want to say thrown in the towel as you hit that wall, that you're not going to move forward and think that you're not going to meet the love of your life at this point. You kind of come to a complacent of where you are in life and thinking that you need companionship. You need somebody around and you're not finding it through dating or relationships. So you're like, all right, you know what? I always wanted to get married, get a dog in a house, have kids. That's not happening for me right now, but I could get a dog. I am on my own. I could go get a dog and take care of the dog. I could walk the dog. I could train the dog, I can feed the dog, I can hire a dog walker, I can put the dog in a kennel, get a sitter while I'm away. And these people at the same time want to continue to date because they obviously still want real human companionship. You know, you can't do that with a fucking dog. You're not fucking the dog. So you still want to be able to date, but oh my God, now I got a fucking dog. And then, or a cat. And then you meet someone and maybe they have a pet too, and you both have to find that balance because even with me, when I met Melty, my girlfriend, she now is not only just taking me on, she's taking on Tigger. So it's just like, you know, you're dating someone with a pet. Of course, he's a cat. Cats are the most stable dogs.
There's a difference between a cat and a dog. And cat, like I said, is you can go out with your girlfriend for the weekend. You can get a food drop or just leave food, depending on what it is. I'm not going to get into that piece. A cat, clean the litter box. You can go away for the weekend. Come back, the cat's going to be perfectly fine. You cannot leave a dog alone for a weekend. That's all I'm trying to say.
You can't leave the dog for the night. The dog has to go to the bathroom.
I was talking with someone about this the other day.
But you're missing what I'm getting at, why they have the dog, Bilo. They have the dog because they want a companion. And they're not meeting somebody in life or on these dating apps. So they get the dog, and then eventually they continue dating. So that is now becomes, as much as they love the pet that they wanted because they want the companionship, they're not fucking with the person they're dating or interviewing with them, but actually meeting and going out, that person has to take that on. People get pets because they want something loyal that they weren't getting in
relationships. I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying. That's what I'm saying. But what ends up happening is that ends up becoming a liability. And I don't mean it. It sounds harsh. And again, if you, I'm trying to be kind, because I like pets. If they're cool pets, you know, if they're not pain in the ass, like, you know, barking and biting.
No, but I know what you're saying, because I was about to get a dog. Like, obviously I wanted a dog before I ever got a cat. That's just how my life worked out, because the cat was going to be something for my mom and stuff. And I couldn't do anything about it. And I ended up keeping the cat. But if I had a dog, people are telling me about that. What are you gonna, why are you going to get a dog? You want a date. You still haven't met a girl yet. When you go out, you gotta cut the date short. You gotta go home and walk the dog. You go home and feed the dog.
Exactly. And that's exactly what it's like. And I spoke with someone who had a dog, and they said to me, I wish I didn't have a dog. And they said, but this was a female who said this to me, who did get a dog, said, I can't do anything. They said that, okay, well, I have to go back at 8:30 to walk the dog. The dog's been alone all day. Or, like, I want to get up and go away. They actually were, like, saying to me, like, you know, it's unfortunate. They care about the dog. No, again, none of this is saying that they're bad. It's just the situation of, and I noticed this, and you see these things. It's like people, like, have all these pictures, like, oh, you have to love my dog, too, and stuff, which is fine. You can like someone's dog. But people do look at this and say, I'm not going to be able to go out with you unless the dog's with me everywhere, or we're going to have to go out for 6 hours at a time, or you're going to have to stress out about finding someone to board the dog if we want to go away for a night, right? Or for a weekend. I'm just saying for a night. I'm not even saying, like, you want to go out, you know, have a couple drinks, go see a show, maybe stay in the city or something for a night and come back. You can't even do that without having a project of, let's take care of my dog.
And that's dating that person. That's just dating them, getting to know them. We're on these apps, most of us, long-term, where you want to date and get into a serious relationship and maybe move in together and get married. Think about that. Long term, you still got the dog. That person that doesn't have the dog, that's dating you, falling in love with you, getting to know you, will one day have to live with you and the dog. Like, that's something you take on.
But when you live together as a family, sometimes it's a little bit different, right? What I'm saying is, if you're a family and you have kids, it's great because the kid can go in your backyard, because you're spending, the time you're spending is different together. Like, you move in together, you live together, you still go out, you still do things. But you go home together. Hey, we got to go back with the dog. Let's go to get a quick drink. It's a little more fluid and more of a family unit versus someone that's like, hey, let's go out for a couple hours. Or, hey, let's go away for the weekend. You still want to do that when you're a family, but it's a little bit different if you have a family with a small child, for example, or something like that. So yes, that's what I'm saying. And I just never understood that. And I'm not trying to, like, again, I'll keep reiterating this. I'm not trying to shit on people who have dogs. I have met some dogs more so recently that I really do like, and I will play with and throw a friggin' ball to, and I have fun. They make me laugh, right? Because they get excited and all that other stuff. But damn, when I'm like, let's go have a drink, and it's like, well, I can't because I have to go back and walk my dog. It's a little difficult.
Well, it's also
or an age. It's like, yeah.
Also an age thing, too. When you get to a certain age, people just like, you know, people that you hang out with or date or whatever, they're going to have pets. They're going to have kids. There's always going to be some sort of responsibility they have home that you can't just stay out if you don't have that same accountability too. If you don't have to go home to an animal.
But can I tell you something? It's the same thing with people who have children, right?
That's what I mean.
I'm not saying it's negative. If you have a child that's a small child that can't stay home alone and you do not have shared custody, right? For example, most people who have children will have a schedule, okay, where they can say, hey, listen, I'm dating. I do have a small child, or I have a child. You know, every Monday and Wednesday and every other weekend, they're with their other parent. And then you know that they're free that night. All the other days, the child will be around. You know, initially we talked about this. You'll meet them right away, but initially, eventually you may meet them. Then you could go out to dinner with the child, but you still get to have your alone time, right? So you don't have to worry about those nights or those weekends when it's away. You still could do the things we just spoke about, right? So that's what I'm saying. Like, dating someone with a child is no big deal at all. I don't think a child's a bad thing. The only time it's a problem is, and I've actually talked to someone about this too, they had a child 100% custody, and the only time they could hang out was after 9 o'clock at night at their house because their child would go to bed. And I just said, you shouldn't even be dating. Like, you can't, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, you can't do anything at that point. So.
Well, I hear what you're saying. So you noticed that, and that was a very Abelo-esque opinion about that on the dating apps. What else have you noticed on those dating apps? What is Abelo's take with your time as you finagle on these dating apps? What else have you noticed about people?
I don't finagle on them anymore. These are just things I observed during my experimentation process.
You say that now, and then 2 weeks later, you're going to finagle again. So
no, I'm not. I'm I'm all, yeah, I'm done with my finagling.
My
social experiment is over. I noticed if people put profiles up without a picture, what do you think you're going to get?
Not somebody attractive.
Why even, like I said, like some of these things, like why even bother? Unless you're just trying to like catfish. I could tell you some catfish stories that people have told me about too, but we'll do that some other time. If you're not going to have a picture, I don't care if you're male or female, no one's going to talk to you. If you're going to post pictures, and I mentioned this before, Snapchat filter pictures, okay? If you are an adult, right? When I say adult does not mean 60. Adult means you're an adult. And you're posting pictures of Snapchat filters thinking it's cute on your profile. It's not cute. People are trying to see you and meet you. That's something you could send each other when you're texting alone and like, oh yeah, look at this funny picture. But if that's like supposed to be the picture to entice someone, people are going to say, and I've talked to a lot of people about all these things, because you know how I am. I'm like, would you call me a sociopath or my vice or Vince of the week or whatever the fuck
all that shit. Well, the thing you're just bringing up, this is shit I brought up when I was going through the dating apps on there. I said the same thing to you. It's fine if you have one of those buried in your group of pictures, like the 6-7 that are allowed. But if the first thing that I need to see about you to swipe on is you there with with bare ears, heart eyes, and a heart nose, that's your opening picture to me. That makes you think, what, that's cute? I'm going to swipe on that? That's the shit you send to your friends in Snapchat. That is something that should not be taken out of Snapchat and put into your dating profile app. It should not be.
So that's that one. That's another thing that I noticed. And then if you only have one picture that's like a headshot, and again, I'm not trying to say you have to be judged or superficial, but again, listen, people can read these things, but the fundamental thing of any relationship, when you first meet someone, you have to have some sort of attraction to them or some sort of, when I say attraction, you know, there's an old saying, a lot of people know me say it, that for every old sock, there's an old shoe, right? Some people like people who are really skinny. Some people like people who are a little heavier. Some people like people who have dark hair. Some people have people who have light hair. Some people like people who have no hair. Like everybody has a person for them. So when I'm saying like a headshot because someone wants to see what you look like, I'm not saying they want to see if you look like a supermodel. I'm saying they want to see if you look like you fit their type, right? So don't just put one picture, because one picture of you like your head doesn't give someone enough to say, okay, well, they got a cute face. And then you're gonna have to talk to them. Because people, one thing I do realize is it takes a lot of time. So people are going to start getting what I call flaky, because they're going to realize they're going to have to take time. If they're going to send 5,000 messages, it takes some time, right? Not saying you shouldn't take time to date, but you're just going to keep blowing through some of these things, because by the time you get around to doing something, you've wasted a ton of time.
But that's where I used to tell you when I was on there that a lot of girls used to write, not looking for a pen pal. It's just like, well, I think some of them sabotage themselves without even realizing it. I think some of them did exactly what you said. It's like, honey, you're on there writing, you know, looking for a pen pal, but you're doing shit like that where I got to get to know you and I need to see more pictures because you got the one. You really don't know how to carry a conversation through messaging, I know. And I get that, but that's the stuff you need to build that rapport before meet.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, you can tell someone rather quickly if they can hold a conversation. I mean, it doesn't take long. I mean, it really doesn't take long just based upon their responses. And you can get stuff like that. But, so that's what I talked about. We talked about the Snapchat. We talked about the single picture. Gosh, I mentioned a few other things to you earlier. And I drew a blank. I should have wrote them all down.
Well, we talked about that as well, too.
You're trying to ruin this again?
I'm trying to ruin anything. I want you to deliver on what you promise. That's all I want.
And the other thing, too, is I think people just need to pay attention to what people write. Because, again, and I had a conversation on too, because the age thing is very difficult, because I know my age and you know my age and you know me. I know people who are younger than me that look 10,000 times worse than me. I'm not saying I'm a supermodel, but I'm saying I don't look my age, and everyone tells me I don't look my age. So it's very tough to filter people when they do their age. But if somebody puts, I'm looking for someone within this age range and I don't want to have kids, period, ever, and you have, I'm definitely someday, you shouldn't probably be talking to them, right? Because they're already telling you up front, which is fine. We talked about this before. You and I had talked about this when you were doing it. Some things you have to put on the table, and this is a repeat, I'm sorry. Some things you have to put on the table up front, just because it's like, I'm not going to waste any time. And I have seen some people, because you're in your 40s, and I looked at 40-year-old profiles, a couple for you. And someone who's 42 that says definitely wants kids, there's a problem there anyway, because you should not be trying to have kids at 42 years old. I'm sorry. It's unhealthy. And I give you a hard time about this too. When I say it's unhealthy, I'm listen, anyone should have kids that they want. I'm not trying to like bash on it. But again, the older you get, it gets a little more difficult physically. It's not a, it's a fact. It's not a, people are 40s that have kids. But I look at it this way. If you're 45 years old and you're having a kid, do the math. 18 years old, how will they, how old will you be, right? You'll be 63 when they're going to the prom. You're going to be like, they're going to call you the grandmother. I knew a guy who had a kid when he was a little bit older. And he actually went to the school. He had a young child. He went to the school, mm-hmm. and they actually called him the grandfather. Like they said, oh, is your grandfather dropping you off today or something like that? He told me about that story. And I, because we kind of were talking about this. And I said, yep.
Well, I've kind of made, you know, amends with that I'm going to be an old dad. You know, I still want to have kids. And I, like you, I still look younger than what people think I am. People don't think that I'm 42 years old. I also, the type of person that doesn't give a shit. You look like you're fucking 60. You're out of your mind. You're lying to yourself. Keep swiping on those apps and see what happens. Let me know.
No,
let me know
what you mean. I don't use the apps anymore. I don't use the apps.
Okay, you say that now. Anyway. I back to that whole thing of what people start swiping on each other when clearly they're looking for two different things. That comes down to two things, desperation and attention. I think even though you got deep inside you that you don't want to have kids or you're done having kids, but you see somebody up there clearly says they want to have kids, nobody else is swiping on you. You're not getting the attention you want. Or the attention is you just want to talk to someone because it adds more to that numbers game. But I totally agree. You're on there. It's one thing if you're in your 20s, looking to just casually date, not to meet the love of your life, looking to just get laid. If you're in your 30s and 40s and you're on there for whatever the reason it is, it's serious relationship, it's companionship, whether it's marriage or not, it's you've been divorced, maybe your kids are growing out of the house, maybe you fucking have one kid still at home and you still want companionship. If you're entertaining the opposite of why you're on there, it's going to end. Whether it's the, on through the actual messaging, on the app itself, or the first date, or a couple months in. If you're both lying to yourselves, you got to remember the reason why you got on those apps. And I think a lot of people, when they get to a certain age, forget that. But there's a reason why you're still single and on apps. And you got to stay focused. It's like a mission. So yeah, if you don't want kids and you're swiping on someone that wants kids, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, again, if someone puts maybe or something like that, fine. But if you think you're going to change someone who's set against, and it's on many things, it's not just on the children, right? I was just using it as an example. But, you know, if you think you're going to change them, they're going to compromise themselves, eventually build up resentment. It's not going to work anyway. Because some people do the same thing with, like, drinking. Some people do the same thing with, like, you know, religious views or something. Some people don't care about those things, but some people are like, well, you know, my faith and religion are really, you know, strong to me, which is fine. So someone who's not into it or doesn't, you know, want to practice should not be with them. Or if someone who likes to smoke and someone says, well, I don't like to smoke, I never smoke, and I don't like any smokers, why would you waste your time? Right? That's all I'm trying to say is, I mean, I talked about the having children as an example, but there's many other things about it. So these are all the things that I've picked up. And you can, like I said, you can pick up rather quickly a number of different things.
Well, speaking of picking up, did you pick up on my voice still being raspy from my Vegas weekend? I still don't have my voice fully recovered.
Let me tell you, I will never, ever, yes, you had a great weekend. And like I text you, I will never, ever, ever in my life open a video that you send me. You sent me damn near pornography from the Vegas. I'm like, oh, this is great because we talked about the fight. I would like to go. Let me just say a couple things. I talked to people about the fight. The fight lasted 40 seconds. I am so happy I didn't pay for it and I didn't stay up for it because I told you, you and I had this whole conversation about the time. We can bring that up in a second. I would love to go to Vegas to get the energy. It's electric to see the fight. So I wake up Sunday morning. The fight was this past Saturday night, to a text from you of a picture of the octagon. Great. I like that type of stuff because I like McGregor. I think it's great. Another picture from you of like the Jumbotron or something like that. Or maybe it was you and your girlfriend. I don't
know. It was McGregor walking in.
Okay, whatever. It was the Jumbotron, right? It's fine. You send me the picture. Great. Then there's a video. And again, when you're on the iPhone, it just has a little play thing and you see the video. So I'm watching the video. I'm like, okay, you hear the music. I'm like, oh, yeah, wait, it's going to pump up. It's great. Then I see you fucking making out That was the raunchiest, grossest fucking thing. You do not need to send that to somebody. I do not want to see you making out in Las Vegas in the stands. And let's put a pause. Why are you doing that in public? Why are you doing that in public?
Let's put a pause on that because you misled the audience. And I can show you the video again if you don't have it. We weren't making out, numbnuts. It was, again, I sent you texts because let's lead up to that.
Hold on. Take a screenshot of the kissing, I would post it on my Instagram, I can't.
So we're there. We're celebrating because I am a big Conor McGregor fan. You and I know I bring the fuck and the cunt into this whole vernacular. I literally started the cunt club, and I'll take credit for that because of the whole Conor McGregor Game of Thrones.
You thing. Take credit for everything that exists in this world.
Only thing that's cool. So I had that going for me, and I love Conor McGregor, and it just so happens, like you, I totally agree. If I paid for that, and I said it to my girlfriend, if I paid for that at home in 40 seconds, I'd be pissed. I'm glad I never paid for a Mike Tyson fight because we used to rob cable at a black box. I love that. But to be there live, paying X amount of dollars to go.
That's totally different.
It was amazing.
Being there live is great. You get the experience. You get all the undercards. And it's not friggin' 1 o'clock in the morning.
So, exactly. So, we saw Conor, my guy, win. Tom Brady's in the house. That's my other guy. We were tipsy. I hit all my bets on all my fights for the undercard. I hit my bets for Conor to win, Conor to knock him out in the first.
No, look, you took away conversation. I don't care about how great you are with your bets.
I'm getting back to it. So, that all that energy, we're happy. We're drinking. All that's feeling good. My girlfriend, who was anti-violence, is like any of that shit, she was tipsy. She picked up on my energy. She was having a blast too. The video I sent was me looking at with the octagon behind me, everybody celebrating because after Conor won, and started doing after he did his interview, they started playing Shipping Up to Boston. One more thing that I love, my city, that song. So I'm sending that. I take that video and fucking, I didn't realize who I sent it to you, or you're one of the people I sent it to you. If you watch it again, or if you already deleted it, she and I are not making out. I'm talking into the camera and she reaches in and she kisses me on the lips because she's happy.
Wait a second. You keep talking. I'm going to look to see if I can undelete this shit. Delete it from my mind.
There is no tongue. There is no make it out.
There is tongue.
There's no
I am good at photo editing. I can blur out faces.
Hold on.
I'll take it where her lip and her tongue is in your mouth.
People don't like us talking to each other. You sound like an asshole right now. I'll take it a step further. I posted the fucking thing on my personal Facebook where our relatives could see that. Do you think I'd put that on there, put my girlfriend on blast, let alone a place where her mother could see it? That is no making out. You reacted that way because you, being the sociopath that you are, let's tie this full circle again, that's how you react to things. You go full fucking below on things. I would never send you anything that personal to my friends. She kisses me on the lips.
Wait a second. I don't have the video. I wish I did have the video because I deleted it.
We could, again, I could play it to you again, but now I'm not going to because I feel violated that you did not appreciate that video. I was sharing a moment in time with you, one of my closest friends. I'm actually appalled that you brought it up on the podcast, but anyway. Also, it went to a third person of the
people want to relate to this. Do you want to see a picture of your friend making out while he's at a casino watching a fight? Does anybody want to see that? Let me know.
Because you keep on bringing it up like a goddamn fool, I'm going to pull up the fucking video that I sent you. And I'm going to show you exactly what happened. I'm going to do a play-by-play of this fucking video.
Right now. Don't give me a play-by-play.
No, we are. Minutes. It's not. It's 58 seconds.
That's going to be the worst 58 seconds of my life. Are you going to let me see the video?
I got to put it near the microphone. Because I got to see it too.
Lift it up a little bit. I can't see in the camera.
We're yelling. Shipping up to Boston. You hear it?
Playing. Now she's over there. Now kissing. Kiss. Now tongue in your mouth. I see your tongue. And you shut your mouth.
There's no tongue. Kiss on the lips.
Yeah, there's tongue. Hold it up higher. Oh, there she is doing the duck face. Okay. She's going to hate me, but that's okay.
Yeah, she already hates eventually.
Oh, now you guys are screaming.
Wait, we're singing the song. That's it.
It's not done yet.
I yell to the camera.
Looking. Looking, still going.
Yeah.
Yelling, keep going. Oh, we won big. Wink, wink,
wink,
wink. Wait, the duck lips kissing. Oh, open the mouth.
Kissing.
Right there.
No kissing. So,
yeah.
You just saw it. Now, because as Melty, who already despises you because you are hypocritical and you
got in trouble with the Star Wars thing. Melty? So, I thought it was Mermaid.
You just saw it. Do you still think we will make it on that video?
There was that one point where there was a little, it was inappropriate.
That's all. So inappropriate. Of all the things we've sent each other over the years, you're calling that inappropriate. Okay, Bilo. So, that was me celebrating in Las Vegas. That was seeing the Conor McGregor fight. I did the podcast, obviously talking a little bit about it by myself, the things that you frowned upon, and of course I was going to talk about that. But I know you, like me, neither one of us have been to Vegas during a Mike Tyson era. I got to say, there's nothing to compare to that vibe. To be there on fight weekend, and because I'm going to tie into one more sports bit to wrap this up, I was also there on championship football weekend. So it was fucking nuts in Vegas. So I hit that, and obviously I won. I bet the Chiefs, and I bet the 49ers. I also bet before those two games, because I knew the 49ers were going to win their game, that they were going to win the Super Bowl. So now, here we are. We can wrap up the podcast. You and I always bring up our sports updates. Going into the Super Bowl weekend,
I did want to talk about those games. I did want to talk about those games because I was disappointed that Tennessee lost. I wanted Tennessee to win because
you
take the underdog. I mean, listen, I'm fine with Mahomes. I mean, we go back to this. We talked about this before. I even said Kansas City, San Francisco a long time ago. I did talk about the Ravens.
I did too.
Like it should be, you know, you go back to it. So I'm not upset that KC's in there. But I really wish that Tennessee, because they beat the Pats, because they beat the Ravens, did, you know, kind of go all the way, it would have been good. I mean, I'm very
That's hard, though. I mean, they're a wild card team that beat the number two team, us, at home on the road. They beat the number one team, Baltimore, on the road. Number three team, Kansas City. You kind of had to think that how much longer can they do this? KC, unlike us, because our offense sucked this year, unlike Baltimore, who you live and die by a mobile quarterback, Lamar Jackson, I watched KC playing time
this season. He didn't even show up, man.
Just keep on coming back. So even though Tennessee was up 17 to nothing, I knew Kansas City was going to come back because that's how they fucking play. So they have no problem doing that. And then Vrabel and Tennessee, their luck just ran out, came to an end.
Yeah, but, no, that was a horrible game. Well, that was a good game. The horrible game was the Green Bay game. That was
So, all right, let's talk about that. I don't know why people say this because he's only been to fucking, two Super Bowls or one and won the one. Is Aaron Rodgers a GOAT? Is he elite? I think he's so fucking overrated. What's your take on it?
I've always said Rodgers was overrated a long time ago.
It's like, dude, you come to play. Everyone wants to talk about Brady. You remember Brady won those early championships with guys called Deion Branch? Like, they were like, you got to surround Aaron Rodgers with talent. Motherfucking 24-year-old Tom Brady had no talent. And he won three Super Bowls during that era.
You do need to have some talent around you. I mean, look at the Pats. You are saying, everyone's saying, well, the Pats have to rebuild. They didn't have any talent this year. That's why they didn't win. And Brady couldn't do this. So you do need to have people who can block for you so you have time to throw. We talk about this all the time. I don't think Aaron Rodgers brings anything to the table.
I agree. He knows where to put the ball, but not when it matters.
I am happy that Jimmy G is in the Super Bowl. I said this
now to Jimmy.
Beginning of the year.
Jimmy G is in the Super Bowl. Our guy, the heir apparent.
If Jimmy G wins the Super Bowl, that's a big fuck you to everybody because he should have been in New England as the quarterback.
Well, here's nothing that we know. It's all in hindsight, right? If we did, we still went to the Super Bowl after we traded Jimmy two more times and we won one of those Super Bowls. Would we have gone two more times and won one of them with Jimmy? We'll never know. So I hear what people are saying, but Brady still delivered. I mean, up until this year, he still did his part. They still went to the AFC Championship. They still won those games, and they still went to the Super Bowl. They lost to Philadelphia, and then they won. The Pats, if they got to the Super Bowl this year, they would have tied Buffalo for going to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row. So let me ask you this. There was the guy, I forget who it was. One of the Bills players was saying, oh, with the Pats losing a couple weeks ago in that first round, well, our record still holds to going to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row. Dude, the Bills won 4 years in a row. I know it's tough to do, but you lost all fucking four.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's like, it's hard to make it to four straight, but I think it's a lot harder to go to three straight and win two out of the three. Matter of fact, I think it's very hard for anybody in their entire career to go to the Super Bowl nine fucking times and win fucking six of them. That is my definition of a GOAT.
Listen, don't confuse you. I think that Jimmy G should have taken over after Brady. Brady should have retired. I've been saying this for years. And I'm happy to see, because I like Jimmy G as a quarterback. I liked him when he was in New England, you know, carrying Tom's balls and wiping them off of him. And I'm happy to see that he was able to do something. He has a good team around him. The Niners are a good team.
Yeah, well,
I think they're good. I think that the Niners will win this game. I mean, Mahomes is good. KC is good. But I have a feeling San Francisco is going to win this game. That's what I'm calling right now. Unless something happens that we don't know about.
Like I put money on the 49ers to win the Super Bowl, even before they won the NFC Championship. But watching Jimmy do this, you can't help but wonder, as Pats fans growing up here, being the Patriots fans, what could have been if Jimmy could do this with the 49ers? What could have been if he took over under Bill Belichick, the New England Patriots? It would have been probably close to Joe Montana and Steve Young. Like, then we'd go back-to-back two great quarterbacks. We could have got a lot more championships maybe. We know we could have had it going, but it is what it is. I still think Brady has something left in the tank, and I think he's going to end up signing for 2 more years. And I'm hoping Josh McDaniels takes over this team at the Belichick lease. I'm still hoping that happens. But for now, let's focus on what's in front of us.
When's Belichick leaving?
I think they're all going to work on a deal. Here's my best case scenario, but I hope. Part of it's my brain, part of my heart. This is the perfect scenario. Brady signs for 2 more years. Belichick tells Josh McDaniels, stop talking to anyone else. You're going to take over the team while I'm gone. Belichick leaves to go coach another team because I know he does not want his legacy be tied to Tom Brady. I know he wants to go win a Super Bowl without him. Belichick's going to go coach another team. Tom Brady will retire. Josh McDaniels takes over the team. I don't know if Stidham's going to be the quarterback of the future, but I think McDaniels and other players want to come here. I think we still need to get a quarterback, but I say that's how it happens.
So you think Belichick leaves while Brady's still in New England or when he retires?
When he retires. They leave New England together. One retires, one goes to another team. And then Josh McDaniels takes over with a new quarterback. That's because you still get the Patriot way. Josh McDaniels is a big part of the Patriot way. He's the offensive coordinator. He knows the system.
No, he's been around too. Yeah, no, I understand.
I would love for that. I don't want him going anywhere else. There's a reason why he did not go to Dallas. There's a reason why Cleveland didn't work out. Josh McDaniels is going to become the head coach of the New England Patriots. That's what I want to happen.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll have to see.
So
I want to know what everybody thinks about who's going to win the Super Bowl. I want bets.
I just told you why, Ed. I bet the 49ers. But I like the audience to come let us know. So, you know how we're doing the polls? I think you should do a poll, and I'll do a poll. We could do the same poll. We could do different polls. I think we should get the audience's take on, do they agree with the two of us? We're both picking Jimmy G and the 49ers, correct?
Yes.
All right. So, all you fans out there, I think us being a little biased towards Jimmy, I think a lot of people, the logic pick would be Kansas City. So, listeners out there, message us. You get all this information at the end, or reach out on both our Instagrams. We'll put polls up. Who are you going to pick? And I want to see what the audience is going with. And that'll be the takeaway poll for this podcast.
You can only do a poll on a story. You can't do a poll in a picture, can you?
I know you can do it on a story, but what you could do is you could share it as a post. So it'll be a screenshot reminding people that's in your story. That's what like all these people do on Instagram now. So it's like an impulse.
Well,
so.
My Instagram's not that famous yet because I just set it up today. Well, I said that before. It was empty.
Well, share it. Share it.
Give me time.
Tag the 49ers. Tag the Chiefs. Hashtag tag the team accounts. That's the stuff you got to do, B-Lo. I am helping you, even though you don't listen to me. That's why I was getting earlier on with the MMA shit.
Oh, you got to tell me now that you invented hashtags, too? You invented
no,
the hashtags?
No. I'm not hashtags. I'm saying you don't listen when it matters. Here's the moment. Like, I've been hounding you for the longest time, a year into the podcast, to get some social going. You finally listened. No different than 3 years later or 10 years later, you get into MMA or 10 years later, photography. I like for us to be in the moment together. I don't want you to get, oh, social media is really cool 15 years from now. B-Lo, do it now. I'm giving you advice. Like you all like to brag in how you give me advice here. I'm giving you advice. That's what you should be doing to promote the podcast in the two of us. All right, B-Lo. I think that's the show for today. Tell the listeners one more time where to find you.
At B-Lo, the co-host. One word. B-I-L-O-T-H-E-C-O-H-O-S-T on Instagram. I have 2 pictures. Give me ideas for pictures.
Yeah, give B-Lo some advice. Actually, you could do that as a poll, B-Lo. What would you like to see me post? And I'll maybe do the sports one. We'll figure it out. We'll see how that goes. All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. That was the show for Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. That was the T Podcast number 135. B-Lo.
Woo!
I'll talk to you next week, B-Lo.
Peace out.
Until next time, always take it there.
Listen to both T and Bilo on the T Podcast every Thursday on iTunes and tblog.com. You can send comments and questions along to both T and Bilo at t@t-blog.com. That's t@t-blog.com. The show has now ended. T and Bilo have taken it there.